This is the Bloomberg Exchange Traded Funds Report with Katherine Cowdery.
This report is for Tuesday, August 30th. It's been a year and a half in the planning, and the process is getting underway after the close of trading tomorrow. It's the addition of an 11th sector focusing on the real estate business. Such a change will affect sector ETFs, including State Street Global Advisors, Financial Select Sector Spider Fund, ticker XLF. Jim Ross, SSGA's chairman, says they've been preparing for the change since it was announced a year and a half ago.
It seemed pretty straightforward, but it's a very complex change to a very large ETF, because XLF is the largest sector spider and has significant trading volume.
Ross says SSGA created the Real Estate Select Sector Spider Fund, ticker XLRE, with a reclassification in mind, and they made the decision to transition XLF into XLRE.
We wanted to make sure we looked at it from a bunch of different angles, how trading investors would look at it versus how long-term investors would look at it, and really wanted to look at how best to look at this from the end investor standpoint and give them the outcome that they want, but also give them the outcome based on the fact that these ETFs were meant to follow S&P indices.
XLRE only has about $115 million in assets now. A spinoff from XLF will increase its total by about $3 billion in mid-September. One of those end investors that Ross referred to is Jeffrey Hirsch, editor of the Stock Traders Almanac and CEO of Hirsch Holdings.
I think it's a long time coming, and it also, you know, it's a market that should be its own sector, and also it provides a decent investing vehicle for individuals and institutions and advisors, and you know, it just generates a little more activity around the whole S&P sector. You know, trading strategies.
A long time coming because a classification system was put in place in 1999. Hirsch says it's a significant change, but not out of the ordinary.
It's not something you do lightly. I think the fact that it's happening is a testament to the you know, strength of the real estate sector as an indicator in and of itself and as a market. I mean, I think it should have been a separate sector for a long time already.
Hirsch says it will give investors and portfolio managers a direct single vehicle for trading in the real estate sector. MSCI will make the change after tomorrow's close. S&P will follow suit after the September 16th close. David Blitzer at Standard & Poor's says between September 1st and the 16th, there will still be 10 sectors. At the open on September 19th, there'll officially be 11. That's your Bloomberg ETF report. I'm Katherine Cowdery. You can find more information about exchange-traded funds at Bloomberg.com/market/ETFs.
You can listen to Bloomberg Radio in New York on Bloomberg 1130, in Boston on 1200 AM and 94.5 FM HD2, in San Francisco on 960 AM and 103.7 FM HD2, and Sirius XM Satellite Radio Channel 119.